When Jesus talks about the kingdom of God, and he uses that phrase twice here, you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. You're not fit for the kingdom of God unless you do it this way, he says. When he talks about the kingdom of God, he is talking about a force. He's talking about a movement. See, our problem is that we go and get in our automobile and we turn it on and we sit in our garage and let that thing go along and idle, and we have said, I am in the kingdom of God. Sitting here, ka-choo, 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 ka-choo. No, you have made a first step. But let me warn you, if you don't put the thing in gear and get it out of the garage, you're going to die of carbon monoxide poisoning. Can't tell you how many Christians I have seen in churches who are dead from carbon monoxide poisoning, because all of their Christianity is contained by coming and sitting on church pews or sitting in little uncomfortable chairs like we've got around here. And that's it. It's relegated to that. Coming, sitting, attending, an hour a week, hour and a half a week, that's it. That's just the beginning. It is a beginning, and it is very, very necessary. Don't listen, I'm not playing this thing down. You got to turn the car on before you get movement. But the kingdom of God is a movement. Went back and looked at the Hebrew term for kingdom of God. Not the Greek term, but the Hebrew term for kingdom of God. Malshut Shemayim. And it means a force. Essentially, when Jesus used the term Malshut Shemayim, he was talking about people who were sent out across the world. Now, he equated that term with another Hebrew term, the word edah, which translated over into the Greek is ekklesia, which translated over into the English is church. They go all the way back to the original word that Jesus used, edah, and it means a witnessing community on the move. You know the one thing that the early church said was necessary to have a church meeting? It was not a building. It was not a sound system. It was not paid pastors. It was not a treasurer. It was not fancy lights. It was not a parking lot for camels and donkeys. Do you know the one thing that was necessary for the early church to meet? Water. Water. They needed a place to baptize. And once they baptized, they were in motion. They were moving. Once they started, they never took it out of gear. Never had any concept of idling. Once those early Christians were baptized, they were off and running. Sometimes being chased, sometimes chasing others. We are a force sent out, a group of people following Jesus. So all I want to do this morning is just challenge you to follow him. That's all. Follow him. Without your excuses, without your reasons, follow him.